It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
And let's hope some fun in the snow is in the cards for most of us, because we're going to get plenty of it. Another big storm is coming in, and there's no real end in sight to the snowy weather around here. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to put this weather in context in just a bit. When was the last time it's been this cold for this long in the region? First, though, let's get right to the forecast. Cliff, I got a little panicked. On my way in this morning around 7:30, there were already some snowflakes falling from the sky.
That's right. That was a teaser, but that's not the main story. The main show is coming up this afternoon. We've had some weak snow showers, some very light ones that have moved through northwest Washington down to Seattle, but that's not accumulating anything. The big story is this afternoon. That's when the main snow band will come into our region, and that's when the cold air will start really pushing through the Fraser River Valley into northwest Washington. So this afternoon, I expect the snow to pick up after lunch, probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it'll accumulate. So by the time we have rush hour coming home, there could be an inch or two on the roadway. The snow will continue into the evening, and by the time it's over, sometime maybe 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, we'll probably have in the order of 5 to 6 inches of snow around the region. Some places may be a little less. Some places could have as much as 8 to 9 inches. So that's what it looks like right now. Now, Saturday is going to be very cold and blustery. The cold air is going to come through the Fraser River Valley, and we're going to have strong northerly, northeasterly winds coming into the region, and temperatures will plummet. I think the highs on Saturday will only be the mid-20s, and then Saturday night, Sunday morning, the temperatures will drop in the teens around Puget Sound, 18, 19 degrees. Sunday will be cold, and then the next big weather feature, the one I'm really worried about, is on Tuesday. Another weather system, an occluded front, is approaching our region. That will have a lot of moisture. And if the cold air is in place, there's the potential for another significant snow event on Tuesday. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty in our models right now, but it is possible. And then the cold air hangs in through the week. And I can't believe, looking at our forecast, but there's a potential for another snow event on Thursday. So we have to watch this very carefully. The cold air is in place, and there's the potential for several more snow events after this one is over tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I've lived here most of my life, and I can hardly remember a time when we had so much cold weather or these extended and repeated events. Is this as unusual as it feels?
Well, you know, it has happened. We've had some mild weather the last few years. We've had a few snow events, but they've been very transient. We've had a day or two of cold and snow. If you go back to 2008, December 2008, we had another extended period of snow on and off and cold. And that was the event that resulted in ice all over the region, and it also ended the tenure of Mayor Greg Nickels, whose administration didn't clear the ice very well. So that was an extended period. There have been others. I can remember back in 1996 we had a cold period, 1990. 1985 is another period we had like a week of cold. So it does happen, but we haven't seen this kind of long-term cold, at least for 5 years or so. And that's what makes it seem so unusual.
Yeah, and also, I mean, we were talking about El Nino just, you know, a month or so ago still. I know we said, you know, all bets are off, but this just seems like such a contrast.
Well, unfortunately or fortunately, the El Nino weakened out. This year, we thought we'd have a moderate El Nino. That was our best model predictions, but those are not very skillful. Now, remember, El Ninos are associated with warmer than normal waters in the tropical Pacific, and those kind of years, we tend to be drier and warmer than normal, and we have less snowpack and particularly less lowland snow. Well, the forecast for El Nino didn't work out that well. It turned out we didn't have a moderate or even a strong El Nino. We had a very weak one, and one that weakened during the winter. And so in these kind of situations, all bets are off. We have no skill in what the winter will produce. And so, you know, there's no reason to think we'd have less snow this winter than normal.
Right. It would have made it warmer and wetter is the theory, right?
That's right. So at this point, you know, the snowpack is a little bit below normal in the Cascades. I think that's going to come up. With this kind of cold weather, I mean, we have very good snow quality. And so we have a lot of light, powdery snow in the mountains. So that's good. So I mean, basically, we're topping off our snowpack. This is going to put us in a pretty good condition for the upcoming summer in terms of having enough snow in the mountains.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.